slicing.
Ooh.
Feel completely different when you got something on your stomach.
I need to smoke again.
No, no, no. You gotta say that for later. What's going on? I am the famous nobody.
Oh, you was recording.
You own. Yeah, the famous nobody, THA, famous nobody.
We own.
Episode 272 of Ignorant Philosophy. I'm full and happy. I feel out of breath. Let me catch my breath
you
real
feel
quick.
Fat, bro?
Yeah. I couldn't imagine being fat for real.
Oh, God.
I struggle.
Because I feel fat. Because I feel fat. I be feeling fat, like walking upstairs.
Bruh,
and shit.
I couldn't imagine being actually fat and walking upstairs.
Four scores and 5 years ago, I was a fat man.
How was you walking upstairs?
There wasn't no stairs. All my shit was downstairs.
Oh, that was smart. I'm in here with my brother, Mr. Who the Fuck Are You?
Come on, Te Llamas.
I fucked the beat up.
How's Me amo
Kine. Who was just singing the song?
You make me happy.
Are you talking about Joy? That's not the right beat. That's not the right beat.
I'm trying. I forgot. I know what song we was doing. I was doing Maxwell. Max.
That's not the beat.
Nah, that's not the song we should sing.
What song we sing?
We should not sing Maxwell. That song in this house. Because you were singing something, something.
You're right. I got them.
My aunt loved Frankie Beverly and Mace.
Yeah, that's so hard though.
Like Thought Love.
Thought Love.
Thought Love. My mama came home one night. My mama came home the next morning after a Maxwell concert. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure my auntie came home the next day after a Frankie Beverly and Mace concert. But them niggas is old, so you ain't got to do too much. Probably just run it back.
Shout out to March Madness for being our Frankie Beverly and Mace.
I'm in here with a troll guy. DJ Boogie Bang.
DJ Boogie Bang, a.k.a. Mr. Mirror Marauda Wahoo, the most prettiest DJ of my, also known as the gorgeous one, better known as Your Highness, is Boogie Baby in the building. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what he said was absolutely false. March Madness is definitely not our Joy and Pain from Frankie Beverly and Mace.
I didn't say Joy and Pain. Is that what the song called?
No.
Right.
I don't know what song. What song is it called? What is that song called?
You Before make, I Let you Go. Make,
before I Let Go. Def not. Yeah. Def
what's
not.
Our, what's our Before I Let Go to you?
Back that ass up.
Nah, man, because that ain't our generation. That was kind of before us.
No, it was not, bro.
Damn near. I wouldn't. You right. It wasn't.
That was our.
That was 2000.
Yeah. Year 2000.
That's cool. Back that ass up. Cool.
I don't know. I was listening to that song while DJing. And I realized that women shouldn't even be dancing to the song for what he's saying in the song.
Women love disrespect, though.
They love all the disrespectful
songs. Bro, he disrespecting
songs.
The fuck out of women in that song, bro.
Yeah, rappers do that a lot.
and
women love that a lot.
And that be
so
they
cool.
Like their favorite song.
Yeah.
God. And then when it happened in real life, they nothing.
They nothing.
Because like, if I walk up to a bitch and say, give me that pussy, it's going to be a prop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But if you
but
sing
Webby
it, though.
Say it.
Oh, savage life. Yeah. Trill fam for life.
Trill fam for life.
Bitch.
Nah,
it's the same energy.
It's really rape. Like,
it really is rape, though.
Give me that pussy. Like, you don't have a choice.
Nah, that nigga said, beat it, then I'm out here. He said, fuck her on a couch here, then I'm out here.
Mm-hmm.
Want to run it in your hole, yeah. Let me know, yeah. Juvenile couldn't rap. I'm going to throw that out there.
None of them niggas rap for real. So
400 Degrees was his best album.
Yeah.
Only because he had found a pocket.
Yeah, you found your.
A lot of them songs on that album, not good.
And then, like, CD after that, he just had, like, two songs.
Just two songs. Mystical used to be my favorite rapper. I went back to listen to all his albums.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Not
I
only,
still kind of like Tarantula, though.
Only song I like on there is all his smoking songs.
I bought a Silk Shaka album once.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Not good.
I thought he was back then, though.
Man, yeah, Silk Shaka was hard back in the day.
I was probably just trying to be cool.
Nah, I was just young. I ain't know better.
I ain't know no better.
That's all it was. I didn't just know didn't know no better. Music. My big cousin them listened to it. So shit, this is what it is.
We should listen to our parents back then because we didn't know no good music.
No, because my mom listened to N.W.A.
Damn.
Yeah, I bet.
Not good. After Ice Cube left, not good.
All right. After Cube left, cool. But before Cube left, they was cool.
They only had one album.
Right. That was a good album.
Cube was good.
They was the Lauryn Hill of rap.
Lauryn Hill canceled her tour or postponed her tour. So if you bought tickets, you
again?
A dumbass. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm nothing.
I'm just nothing on being a fan of her. Her like, shit was, came out 20 years ago,
was,
my nigga.
I was sketching on Janet Jackson, then she showed up and I was shitty.
I love
Janet Jackson and Lauryn Hill, two different people though.
Yeah, but they both be canceling.
Yeah, but she put in so much work.
She put in a lot of work. Lauryn Hill didn't put in no work.
Movies, everything.
Lauryn Hill
Janet
did
out there.
Nigga, Lauryn Hill did what's that? Sister Act 2.
That was it.
And that was it. And
that
her
movie
album
was good as hell though.
Yeah,
I wanna.
She
gonna
say,
I'm gonna give
you one good movie
that I continue. I wanna smack niggas in the mouth so hard with our craft that we continue to get built years after we
20
fell
years,
off.
Bro. 20 years after,
years
we,
after we fell off. And then years after we cancel everything, people still try to contact us.
They said Carrie Hilson came here and did that shit. Carrie Hilson came here recently, showed up late, did two songs and left.
It was like 12
I would have beat her ass.
It was like 12 people.
I don't give a fuck
in
who.
In the pavilion.
I don't give a fuck who.
Oh, my mom, I'm out of there.
Oh, God, I'm leaving. What you talking about?
Motherfuckers didn't even, they didn't promote that right.
Brother, I'm sorry. Because I didn't even. If 12 of y'all show up to Epic, I'm still performing. I'm not.
I mean, yeah, but 12 people in Epic is a cool time. 12 people in a building that holds 3,000 people.
And we not Carrie Hilson.
We not.
I can't imagine 12 people in a building.
In a building that holds 3,000.
Ants in that motherfucker. I'm out of here.
Who you performing
you
for?
Just, boy, it's echoing. It don't even sound right. It sound like I'm practicing in this motherfucker.
It take you 10 minutes to walk. Like
I might as well just don't even use a mic and just come up and sing for all y'all right in your face.
Like 818.
Y'all might as well come on stage.
818, please come see us at Epic Ultra Lounge. We acting bad.
Y'all shout out to everybody buying tickets, man. I love waking up to email notifications.
Yes. If you can't come, you live out of state, you still want to support, go ahead and buy a ticket. Still cool. Yeah. Ain't nothing
we'll
wrong
give,
with
we'll
that.
We'll give a way to someone less fortunate for sure.
The less fortunate? Yes. I mean, yeah, if you less fortunate.
Less for some people just ain't got $10, $20. I mean, shit.
That is very true. Because I don't have it right now, and I just bought a pizza, so I'm in the red.
Shout out to you. Damn. That's dedication right there.
Well, y'all drove all the way over here, man.
This is
818. Okay.
All right.
I said 818, come see us at Epic Ultra Lounge. Boogie will have those thought t-shirts available.
Them motherfuckers going ham.
Kenan, why you just say no? You want some water?
Are y'all trying to drink?
Who got something to drink?
What did you talk? This nigga looking at somebody else. Looking,
like, yeah.
Shit, hell no, he ain't tripping shit.
Hey, I mean, what'd you say? Thought Ink?
Them Thought Ink t-shirts. We gonna have some of them. Yeah, we're gonna have new Ignorant Philosophy merch.
Yes.
Whole lot of shit going on. We're gonna probably sign
shit.
Probably sign some autographs.
Sign some titties.
For a small fee.
I don't want to see some new faces.
I do too.
Some new faces. What drink? You could say it out loud.
Yeah, like, why
you know what's over there? Shit, something dark.
It
don't even matter. Douce.
Oh, y'all acting up.
Yeah, let me get some of that
y'all
shit.
Y'all got Douce to give out?
Nah, Douce is behind the.
Yeah, but niggas can have some. Left, like
that's on the left corner. Back left corner.
Cuz probably been here that's just looking at him like,
Bruh, that's how I know I wasn't an alcoholic.
What I'm going to do today?
Oh, my mama. That's how you find
out. That's how you find out if you can just not drink.
I got to drink that shit.
Yeah, as you can just not drink.
Because I know I wouldn't drink that shit. That shit would just be here. Nigga, I'd buy a half pint. A Remy and that motherfucker be in there for about a month.
I ain't had a bottle of liquor in my apartment since I got it.
If I don't go out, I ain't drinking it.
Right.
Nothing. Yeah, you gotta get a glass. But yeah, 818, come see us at Epic Ultra Lounge. Thank y'all for the love and support, man. It's gonna be a good time. I'm gonna be in my nice sober state. I'm not drinking that night.
Yeah, I don't really drink like that anymore anyway.
Yeah.
Probably like one or two.
I keep leaving the club sober and I be mad.
I leave the club tired.
Tired and sober.
I'm sick of DJing until 3 in the morning. I'm switching shit up.
DJing to 12. I'm old now, man.
God. Day parties, what's up?
I got to take my vitamins and
oh,
shit.
Oh, God. I'm old, nigga. What? Where was I at? I was damn near nodding off in that bitch. I said, oh, my God. I'm tired. I'm sleepy.
Motherfucker.
What is going on?
It's tired, man. Shout out to, like, for me.
Keep waking up trying to make sure nobody ain't see me and shit.
I seen a post on Facebook that said, you know you old when you get ready to go to the club when it's supposed to be open. So it's from 10 to 3. Mm-hmm. But your friends say they're going to come at 12. So now you got to wait. For me, I'm taking my clothes off.
I ain't never understood.
I'm getting back in the bed.
I've personally always been the nigga to go to the club early.
Back.
Like, I'm not.
Just put it back.
I've just been the nigga to always go to the club early.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm here on time.
Oh, God.
I'm not showing up late.
Mm-mm. I don't feel like asking for no favors, getting line fat, and I ain't DJing. I got to walk up to security. Now I'm on their nerves. Like, yeah. They usually cool, but now I'm on their nerves.
That's mine.
Because it's slapping. You know what I mean? I usually pull up around 11. 10, 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11. I'm cool.
But it's still empty.
I get it's empty. I'm getting drinks.
Cause it's hella niggas in the line. That boogie, hey.
Boy, I get to see everybody come in. I get the first pick of the litter. I ain't got to walk in and try to, you know what I mean?
I get my seat first.
Straight. I'm out the way. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
I get my seat first. If I have to.
That's always been me, though.
Yeah, I'm going everywhere on
bartenders
time.
Is extra friendly in the beginning, too.
Oh, yeah, because ain't nobody on their nerves.
Motherfuckers ain't on their nerves yet. Yeah. They fuck around, put some extra shit in your drink.
Extra little sauce.
Fuck around, get a free one, do a shot with you. You can do shots with the bartenders when there ain't nobody there. Let's do a shot. They'll give you a shot.
They got to warm up, too.
Oh, God, they got to warm up, too.
Yeah, but I'm nothing on showing up at 12:35.
I know, I won't go. Motherfucker be like, I was probably going to go like 1. No, I'm cool.
Now, what are you doing before that, though? Like, what are you doing? I don't understand what people do.
What time you going to get to the club, bro? Shit like 1:30?
Nah, I'm going to be at home already. Bro, I'm already done 8 and left.
I done went and left.
I'll be getting there about 12:30.
I'm nothing. But you be pregaming, though.
Yeah. Right,
with your boys. I don't pregame.
I'm ready to go.
Because we used to do that with trimmers. Like, once it start getting, like, once when it was fat as hell, you got to get there like 11, 10:30, and you be in that motherfucker to 3, and it just feel like, goddamn it, work.
A shift.
Oh, God. I just can't be there that long.
But then don't let the club let out so late. Let the club let out at 12.
No.
We in there from 10 to 12. Everybody there on time, 2 hours.
What we going to do after?
Whatever the fuck after you
party.
Want.
After set.
Go get some pussy. You know how hard it
That's
is?
That's what some people do before.
I'm not
fucking before the club.
I'm really something on clubs being from like 8 to 1.
That's not when my best energy is, but that very weird space when the sun about to come up, but it's still really, really dark.
I'm about to switch the game up. We open
I'm not
up.
Giving you no good dick at 8 p.m., bitch.
The clubs are 8 to 1 a.m.
11:30.
I'm giving We're not doing 3. We 8 to 1 now.
8 to 1?
8 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Nah, nigga, what's friends that, are still
the
on.
The club?
Yeah, that's 8 o'clock?
Nigga still at work. What you talking about?
Bro, what?
That's a day party.
Bro.
An evening party. Nothing.
I'm saying, for niggas just tired of being
tired.
Up till 3 in the morning. For niggas just don't want to wait till 12 to go out.
Bro.
We open at 8. You feel me? We going to 1. You sleepy? You
bro,
feel me? You ain't got to worry about traffic fucking around
10
downtown.
10 to 1 wasn't long enough when I was down there a teenager,
bro. 8 to 1, cool.
At the skating rink.
That's what Trap and Taco's hours are. That's cool.
That's still too late.
It's damn near still too late, but it's cool, though. But it's not too late.
That's the only reason why it's too late.
It's Tuesday.
Because really, niggas be still something after 1 o'clock.
On a Saturday, I'm something.
1 o'clock?
Because
you get into some other shit.
Bro. Sex, bro.
Bro, sex, because I can't fuck at 4 in the morning no more.
Boy,
I'm sleepy for real.
I'm tired. My dick is exhausted.
Like after the club fucking dead, bro. Like, I'm sleepy. Like, I'm down here. Now you're getting the sleepy me and the sleepy dick.
Yeah.
Like, nah, but it's just...
Def shoving
like,
it in there.
It's like, a lot of people... shoving it in there. I gotta get this.
I'm Def just trying to feel it.
Shoving it
tired
in
as hell,
tired of motherfucker. Like, I don't give a fuck. I can't pass this up.
Y'all cuddles, just like kind of put it between the butt cheeks.
See if it stiff up a little bit.
Oh God, because you know ain't nothing happening, but just in case,
yeah,
put it in there.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Get a little of that booty warmth. Let it smell it. I feel like dicks can smell
the
areas they're supposed to be.
The aroma, the aroma.
So as you put it down there.
That motherfucker
start waking up.
Get the
stretching.
He start buffing up. Nigga start flexing.
Yeah.
And it's on and popping.
Only for a little bit because I'm still tired.
Still sleepy, boy.
Yeah, I think people be going like 12:30 and all that time because shit, they know niggas. Like, here, motherfuckers is going around that time.
Nah.
That's crazy.
Motherfuckers ain't trying to go like early because it don't be nobody in there.
Yeah, but them be the ones that complain that you paid $20 to be there for an hour and a half, couldn't get no drinks because the bar was full.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's long enough, though.
Yeah, but it'd be motherfuckers that be complaining.
If you come there at 12:30.
That's 2 hours.
Yeah, so just come to 10 to 12.
Go home. Fuck.
Nah, cause you missing a lot of things walking in that motherfucker around that time too.
You really catching the ones that's going early.
Yeah,
maybe
because the white people and the black people that hang with the white people, they've been downtown getting drunk since 6.
But yeah, they definitely been pregame.
You pull up at 10, you catching all them motherfuckers that been
drunk since
7 p.m.
I don't want that.
I don't want that.
They be getting drunk, taking off their clothes, throwing up.
Bro.
Throw up on his dick.
They was, we went downtown, just went. Different we didn't stroke. Go out or nothing. It, bro, it, like, everybody was drunk, bro. Drunk than a bitch.
This sounds really good.
Yeah, it does.
It do.
Drunk as what? Drunk
as
what?
Fuck.
Where?
Downtown.
When?
Saturday.
Boy, everybody was drunk.
I'm talking about
just what was drunk. Saturday?
I don't
it
know.
It was fat as fuck, bro, downtown.
Downtown was so fat. We was in the parking lot. We had to go down, bro, and it was fat down there.
All three floors of Taps and Dolls, every room in Taps
and
Dolls.
But when I say we was trying to find out where everybody was at, you couldn't tell. Because it's like, motherfuckers not here. Everybody was at Taps and Dolls, three floors. You look at the bottom, fat as hell, and blue and hot. That's where everybody was at.
They got the pepper spray. Shout out to the cops for pepper spray.
All the white people were so drunk, bro.
Yeah. They the reason the motherfuckers pepper spraying.
Why? Who thought of pepper spray?
Some dumbass motherfucker. That shit ain't good for nobody.
A motherfucker just put hot sauce in a motherfucking...
The cop city.
That's
the cop
hot sauce.
City. The people city.
They just... I remember they used to spray in a skating rink.
Bro, you get the coughing and throwing.
Bro,
up
I done been
shit.
Maced probably about seven times in my life.
All right, that's
oh,
seven.
Oh, you been maced?
Yeah, about six.
Like
about
motherfucker
six
to hit you
about
with
a six
it.
Or seven times.
You
just
ain't
nothing.
You ain't learned your lesson. I don't even want to be around the shit.
I mean, shit.
I don't, bro. Motherfucker got pepper sprayed. I came downstairs 15 minutes after motherfucker got pepper sprayed.
I know.
Why that shit's damn near mustard gas?
That
I'm
shit
nothing.
Hurt.
Why that shit do?
That shit burn.
That shit be legal.
That should
like
not
you
be legal.
Breathe that shit in your whole situation,
bro. If it's
you
on
crying?
Your if it's on your hands, don't touch shit,
bro. You
it's
crying?
Over.
It's over.
Well, I remember that time I got locked up and I had a pee and I
you touched your dick,
touched my.
Oh my god,
bro, that shit, my balls was burning,
boy.
Oh my god,
what?
I was in that motherfucker didn't even want to sit down. I was sitting like this and shit. Wiggling my legs, trying to air them motherfuckers out.
I just let my dick out. I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
this motherfucker got to breathe. This got to breathe,
you
my
fan
boy.
That
oh, own baby. What you doing in that corner? Fanning my dick.
All of us are men in here.
Yes.
We're all grown.
Oh, God, let's make you know some.
I got pepper spray on my dick.
Let's make
all
some
right.
Dick. Got
it. Y'all been here
I'm
before.
Hurting.
You been here before. It's okay.
Yeah, bro, that shit.
I'm nothing,
let
bro.
Get an ice pack.
But, I'm cool.
Yeah, I done been tased twice in...
Bro, I don't want no parts.
I don't want
none
no
of this shit, bro.
Parts none of what you saying.
If I could have got maced two more times.
You'll do it again?
Over that taser.
Oh. Why are you playing?
Only the second time. The first time I got
why do we have
tased,
to
it wasn't nothing.
Like, why are we,
I'm
why
just
can't
saying
we
if
just
I
choose
had,
to
I'm
not?
Just saying
did
if
your,
I had
did
to.
Your body just lock up? Like on the videos?
Second time. The first time it didn't. The first time they tased me, I ain't feel it. I still been through that.
You had adrenaline going.
Yeah. I was shitty.
I'm nothing.
That second window.
The second time I was trying to run, nigga, and they, it's, I'm talking.
Oh, that's the time Di saw you. She
yeah,
said she was crying.
Yeah,
and shit.
That time. That time.
I'd have died laughing.
Hey,
you probably
like
would. You probably would.
It probably
have
been at first.
Nah, yeah, first. Now you.
I'd have giggled.
Yeah, now.
Or it would have been serious. Or it would have been serious at the time.
No, at
but
the
I'd
moment,
have
at the
you
moment,
after.
At the moment, it was serious. But yes. Now the shit was funny than a bitch, bro. I was running and they
and you locked up,
bro. In the air, bro, and just fell. Boom.
Mid stride.
Nigga, what? Nigga couldn't even move no
nigga
more.
Nigga was like, jump, man.
Bro, the shit was stuck in me, bro. They had to snatch, pull it out.
I'm nothing.
Oh, God.
Shit.
I said, God damn. I said, what kind of tase did y'all have, man? Because I've been tased before, and it was nothing like that.
That's a new tase.
Y'all had that this motherfucker
taser
turned
taser.
Up. They had that motherfucker turned up.
Taser, man. Taser.
Oh, God.
I'm not going.
10.
Hey, shout out to Papa John's. We just ate.
Oh, God.
That shit was heater
deeter. What y'all talking about? Nigga?
Shout out to all the black employees benefiting from us buying.
Oh, my mama.
It's Papa John's pizza.
Hey, man.
He ain't with them no more, so.
Papa John's is good. If that little pepper in there, every pizza just come with pepper and garlic butter. Every single pizza.
And them peppers be so good. I was sleeping on peppers like all my childhood.
What?
Banana peppers?
Yeah, I just got into peppers like 2 years ago,
Dieter.
For real.
This is
now
why.
I'm fucking with
them
the
only peppers. Them only peppers I eat.
I'm fucking with the jalapenos and shit.
They cool. I don't really fuck with them like that. Yeah. I don't like hot
I ain't about
shit.
The jar. Yoink.
Yep, on God.
Olives with the jalapeno stuff in them. Yoink. Give me those.
I only eat hot shit. Like
olives with the jalapeno stuff. You acting dip. You healthy.
Yeah, he dumb healthy.
What is you?
This shit delicious.
This nigga got combination.
Nah, my mama
vegetables.
Used to eat them when I was pregnant. The olives. So when I came
mama
home,
used
I used
to eat them
eat,
when you was
when
pregnant.
Was
what
pregnant.
Kind of olives?
Oh, saying as fuck.
Green olives. She used to eat green olives when she was
I
pregnant with me.
I used to eat some kind of olives when I was younger.
When I came out that
it
vagina,
was
I said,
green
olives.
Ones.
Give me them. I want them. Delicious. Mm. But I eat a lot of shit that people don't eat because I had greedy ass niggas around me my whole life. So I eat blue cheese on my shit.
Damn, you had to get the scraps.
Yeah, no. I'm just going to get shit that I know y'all not going to like.
The shit they didn't eat.
See, I eat pineapples.
I'm going to order shit that I know they not going to eat. Nah, sorry, that shit going to stay in here for forever.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Niggas like, you eat healthy. Yeah, because why most of my family not.
Why you torture yourself like that?
Well, I look better now. Here, so.
I mean, it's real. I'm not sacrificing.
It happened in college too. If you're in college and you leave your pizza on the thing, wake up and it's gone, you don't know who ate it.
You got to get the teriyaki.
So now I got to get the pineapples on my shit because I know ain't nobody eating that shit. Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Get the beef flavored noodles.
Ain't nobody eating all over my shit.
Been shitty. Let me get two of them. I like Hawaiian. That's Hawaiian pizza. I know what this is.
My fat ass was still winning there.
Out the gate.
Get one of them.
Come on in.
Some nigga be like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I pull that shit off, nigga.
Nah, pull it off if you want to.
Pull this
foot out your ass,
because
I've been waiting on this.
All day.
I've been waiting on this shit all day.
Don't eat my shit, nigga. You don't like it.
Man, shout out to everybody buying Dino Fit supplements. He said a few people from the show who listen to the show have bought supplements.
That's tight.
Via him, man. People say support black, but I don't see it.
Money, man. Yeah, man.
I don't see it. I saw that.
I
didn't see it.
Well, you ain't see it.
I see. If it's free, they supporting it.
Well, man, people support black, bro. You DJ Friday. Bro.
If it's free.
They pay to get in.
No, bro, they don't.
Some people pay to get in.
No, they don't, bro. Motherfuckers is there. How we talking about motherfuckers show up at 12:30?
Yeah.
They don't.
Bro,
if it's free before 12,
they there before 12.
They're there at 10:45.
I'm talking about all the black people that don't go to the club till 12:30.
It's like six of them, bro.
That's cool, bro. Shout out to them for supporting black.
Shout out to the six.
You see it? You can't say you don't see it. They in there.
Six.
All six of them in there.
They Drake fans.
They only support if somebody famous there.
So there's six of them. Be lying, nigga.
Hey, that money that I got, Def says otherwise, my boy. That money I didn't get, Def says what I'm saying is true.
We need to start making free before 10:30.
That's what I told him.
It's free before 8, nigga.
Free before 11.
Free before 9:30.
After that Chris Brown concert, I said, it's free before 11. They're not getting in here after 11.
Doors open at 9. It's free before 9:30.
Yeah, Def a good time after the. I heard people didn't like the Chris Brown show. You like the show?
A lot of people didn't like it
because they said he was too short. Yeah. His set was he only performed for an hour. My problem is the whole show was 4.5 hours long. You niggas got $20 a show. Like the show was worth $20 without Chris Brown in it. Honest to God, I'm paying $20 Rich the Kid Heard.
Some people probably pay more though.
A lot of people pay more.
Yeah, but it was still $80 to be able to sit front row Chris Brown. Like Beyonce won $1,800 for that. And Chris Brown is pretty much the male version.
My nigga Chris Brown has been a singer since 2004.
Yeah.
If you do an hour set and you've been out since 2004, I'm shitty, bro.
Right, but.
You just released a 45 song.
Right, that's cool, but.
Fuck Rich the Kid.
But.
Shout out to
the 500 people that actually paid more than $20. But
I don't give a fuck. Bro. I think you're missing my point.
But yeah, no, I'm missing my point.
I'm saying if it was like a Chris Brown tour, like cool. But it wasn't Chris. This was like a 5-artist tour. So it was his.
They
featuring five other people. So if they did it, if they did
them
like,
other
how
five
long was
is,
the show
is,
supposed
is,
to be?
Should be happy.
All I'm saying,
and appreciative
all,
that he even
all
brought
I'm saying
them along.
Is, that nigga put on a hell of a show for $20.
Paid $20. Stop saying everybody paid
$20. Okay, but a lot of the people complaining paid the same $20.
Yeah, Kanye West tickets was $80.
Right, but the people that was in the pit wasn't complaining. Because that was a Kanye West show. I complained about that too.
I complained about that.
Because it was only Kanye.
Yeah.
And the show was ass.
Yeah.
But this was Chris Brown featuring four other people
that were ass.
The show was not ass.
I'm not saying the show was ass. I'm saying they're not entertainers.
They're not
like
Chris Brown, but
some people just said they shouldn't have been out there as long as they was.
It's still five artists and Chris Brown for $20.
Like stop I said, saying $20, bro. You paid $20.
Me and
a lot of other people.
Me and everybody else, bro. I'm talking about that seated section, only 500 people.
Yeah.
The building hold 18,000, like I'm saying. Like, come on.
Some motherfuckers out there in the lawn complaining.
Yeah, like the people that paid a lot of $20 motherfuckers complaining. Like
motherfuckers want to see Chris Brown, bro.
I don't even know how much I pay.
That's bro, all motherfuckers are saying.
$20 for an hour of Chris Brown,
not
bro.
Not enough.
What?
He been making songs for 13 years.
He just had a 45.
When he goes to an arena tour and he won $100 for nosebleeds, pay that, and then you'll see him for 2 hours. I'm saying $20 for an hour, Chris Brown. I'm something on. Like, that's, I'm not, that's
going,
easy, man.
I'm not going to any show outside easy. Anyway.
That was fun as fuck.
Nah,
I'm just going for the hearing.
Yeah,
it. I
don't know. Probably was just shitty, bro, because they've been standing there this whole
time. You got to go, bro. It sound real nice.
Yeah, that should be cool.
You going to the Wiz?
Twice.
Going to Wiz?
It's Tuesday. I ain't going. I can't do it. I can't do it back to back.
Mm-mm.
I can't. I'm not going outside. And it's raining right now. It's muddy outside. That shit ain't going to dry by tomorrow.
Motherfuckers probably was just shitty. They've been out there this whole time, and he came out. Well, not long enough, bro. I don't know.
They say he looked tired, too.
I just... Bro, he's back to back shows.
A lot of excuses.
I'm about to say that human.
It's a lot of excuses,
though.
Spread the motherfuckers out.
I'm not making
it. It's a lot of excuses.
Spread them out because some motherfuckers can do it and don't look tired.
Nah, I mean, he didn't look tired to me. I don't know what they talking about.
Michael Jackson.
He looked like he was having fun. He looked like he had a show the night before and he might not have been 100%.
Yeah.
But he ain't look tired. He's smiling, giggling, talking.
Yeah, I seen something.
He ain't look tired. I don't know what people.
Niggas always complaining anyway.
People just want the most for nothing.
No, niggas is going to complain.
Shout out to everybody
that
paid $20 to see Ignorant Philosophy talk for an hour and a half. Because that's tight. Like,
no openers.
No openers. Like, you feel me? I don't see what people wanted. I enjoyed the show. And I only saw her and Chris Brown. The H.E.R. I only saw her and Chris Brown.
Man, you see my nigga, what's his name? Slack.
I wasn't going that early. I was on some show up late.
That nigga really is depressed,
so I could beat traffic.
Hard up.
That nigga's depressed. Six Black.
Oh, yeah.
Slack, whatever his name is.
I heard him walking in.
I'm not listening to him.
Yeah, that motherfucker going crazy, though.
I bet he did, because everybody's sad now.
He had the band and shit.
I'm not listening to that sad shit, man. That nigga, he looks sad, bro.
I'm not as lost as you think.
He looks sad, bro. Every picture, he looks like somebody shot his cat.
I mean, somebody actually probably really did shoot his cat, bro.
Man, smile, my nigga. You rich as fuck. I don't give a fuck. You rich as fuck right now.
He probably ain't, though.
He is, though, bro.
He probably rich. Like, rich as fuck.
He richer than us, which is rich as fuck.
I mean, anything's rich as fuck right now.
Nah, because we broke. So we could be
I'm broke as fuck.
We broke as fuck, so rich as fuck is far away from us.
Yeah, he's there.
Motherfucker could be well off.
He getting pussy for free. He eating for free. Clothes for free.
He
rich as fuck.
He might be well off.
Yeah. Only thing he paying for is gas.
You
probably.
Feel me?
Yeah,
if that.
We need to get to well off.
If we get shit for free from listeners, can you imagine what he getting for free?
I can imagine, bro. I can't imagine.
Bruh, not including just the women and the niggas listeners. Adidas, Nikes, he's saving all that money.
He ain't that rich.
Shit.
Be well off.
Hey, man, did y'all hear about your white girl overdosing?
Shout out to white girls. Who, Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato.
I ain't know nothing about it.
Bruh,
they set off heroin.
What's she saying?
Meth and heroin. I don't know. I don't know none of her songs. But
I feel like I know what she's saying if I heard it.
Me too.
She was fucked up.
I know her name.
Yeah, I know her name for sure.
She was fucked up, man, and her friends brought her back to life, called the cops, and left her there because they didn't want to go to jail. But
my homegirl died that way.
For real?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Actually, they was doing drugs. She overdosed. She wasn't overdosed. She didn't overdose and die. She was overdosing. Mm-hmm. They got scared, put her in the car, dropped her in the ditch, drove off, because they didn't want to call the police.
Okay, now they wrong. They wrong. They wrong. Dropped her in the ditch.
She died like that.
They could have took her to the hospital.
They dropped her.
You know how? How close was the ditch? Because I gotta find a ditch close.
Bro, they drove for a minute. That was fucked up.
Damn. Okay, yeah, they bogus. Yeah, that's different.
That was a long time ago, but yeah, she died like that.
That's fucked up.
But them, that...
We gotta be better friends.
They was in her mansion, bro. $5 million
mansion.
That's
okay,
bro,
though.
Again,
at least they called the police. I'm not staying.
I'm staying. Powder on my nose.
I didn't do it. Shit. I would have got rid of everything.
They didn't even
stay.
Look for it because it wasn't a complaint. They didn't even go in the house.
She's just dying.
Come get her.
If they was there, they would have probably...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What you gonna do, test me, my nigga? Like, I'm not selling it.
I would have hid the drugs. Ain't no crime being done. She's
motherfucker death going to jail. I'm nothing.
Nobody's
going to jail, bro. We didn't do nothing.
There's no criminal charges.
There's no. You can't go to jail for doing drugs in your house. Like, can't nobody come in here.
Can you though?
Can you?
I don't know.
If they catch you doing it, but
if
you can't sell it.
If she dying and I put all the drugs up, call the police, call the ambulance, come here. We all still fucked up and high, but
bro, you gonna be panicking. You ain't even be thinking to do all this shit, bro.
Let you pass out and see and watch how coherent I am.
Boy, oh God.
You snap out of that shit real quick.
Oh God. Man, I need to call the police.
Nah, you definitely do.
Man, I'm be up.
I was in a situation.
I'm an upper guy. I'm mollied out. I'm calling cops and everything.
Hey, I was in a situation, man.
This nigga always got a story, bro.
And the shit was scary as fuck, like, because I wasn't even, I wasn't even supposed to be over, but it wasn't even shit. I was just smoking with the motherfucker. We wasn't no shit, you feel me? But I shouldn't have been over there.
I love those situations.
So we smoking. God damn it. And bro, she damn near like start having a seizure, bro. I'm scared than a bitch. Like she get to shaking and she fall on me. Then I'm holding her while she on the ground. And I'm just like, damn, what the fuck I'm supposed to do? So fuck it, I call the police. Yeah. Like, and I'm talking to her and I'm talking to the lady and shit. I'm telling her then she end up getting back conscious. So then
a seizure from what? Smoking weed, bro.
Nah, I don't know. Like, I guess.
Y'all put some wet in that shit.
Nah, it was just me and her, bro. And it was her weed. So, you know, it was just.
She was tripping.
I guess she be having them, though.
Did you hit it with her?
Yeah, we were smoking. I was cool, bro.
I ain't smoking weed.
The shit just scared the shit out of me. So once she got back conscious, I tell them, okay, she's okay now. I'll call y'all back if I need to. So she on the couch. She cool. I'm like, you all right? She cool?
I'm nothing.
I left.
Oh, God. I would have never called her again.
Didn't.
Gone.
Hey, nah, I'm not touching chick. You cool? Bam, after that?
Fuck no.
Hey, no.
You was cool when I left? You gonna be
that
cool.
That was the scariest shit, because if she would have died,
ooh,
what was I going to do?
Ooh.
I'm not even supposed to be over here.
I'd have left.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro,
that's so scary, bro.
Bro, I was scaring a bitch, bro. I didn't know what to do.
Bitch, you better not down me. Oh, bitch, you die, I'm going to kill you.
You better wake
up. Oh, God. If you die, I'm going to kill you.
Why you got to do this? Now, I got to think like, see, God trying to tell me something.
God, death trying to talk trying to you right now.
He's trying to tell you, quit being a thought.
But I wasn't even, listen, but I wasn't even on shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even on it.
He was telling you not to be on it.
What do you do?
She about to leave.
What do you
anyway
do if you fucking... And she has a seizure.
See, shit like that. Yeah, I'm nothing.
Why you even put that thought in my head?
Nah, because this shit be happening.
It happens.
Yeah. A motherfucker fucking and they die, and then
they heart fucks another shit.
Shit.
That's a story for your ass,
I mean,
though.
I would just...
She died on the dick.
I would obviously just call the police. Hey, we was fucking.
She died on the dick.
We was fucking.
I mean, they could tell all that shit, too.
She died. You feel me? I nutted in her, as you can tell, because she dead. I mean, I finished.
Oh man!
Oh
man!
I mean, I didn't know she was dead until after I was done. Yeah. I thought I was just drilling her shit. She was passed out.
I was choking her, but dick. Oh, you probably choked too hard.
I ain't saying I choked her. You tripping?
Nah.
If you choke a chick, she just harder. Motherfuckers be requesting.
Yeah, she was saying harder shit.
Motherfuckers be requesting some shit.
She said harder 7 times. I didn't know what else to do.
Boy, motherfuckers requesting some shit.
Yeah, I
didn't
know what she wanted.
Bitch say, punch me in my back.
I didn't know I put her to sleep.
Elbow me. What?
Can you smell him? Elbow me, bitch.
Oh, God. Like,
you can't see me.
Take my shirt off. Do
her
the face
fucking, always be in the pillow.
Elbow.
I didn't know I was smothering her. Shit.
It's real tricky out there, bro.
Tricky out there.
They got contracts for that shit.
I'm trying to tell you, get your face out that pillow.
Put niggas in a dangerous situation.
Nah, they got contracts for that shit like that.
Yeah, I need that. I need
chick approached me and said, I want you to be my dom or something. Then she had a whole contract. She pulled it out. Whoop.
Whipped it out.
I signed it. Just in case you die.
You tight.
No. That was the last time.
Oh, for real? You hit
any
that?
Any sex that requires a contract?
Yeah. I'm done or something.
Yeah.
I don't like commitment that much.
Not that much.
I mean.
Anything that requires. That's a lot of commitment.
I feel like you just ain't got to. You ain't got to do it that often. It's just.
All right.
It's just what you do while
you're
doing
this,
it.
This is how I am right now, bro. Contract, this right. is how I am right now. If I have to. You know how you get a hotel room for sex?
Right.
Me. I don't like doing shit like that because now I'm obligated to give you good dick.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would just get a hotel room and say, hey, I'm here. If you want to come through, you can. Right. But this is not one of those soirees where it's roses on the bed.
Yeah, it ain't about to be none of that.
Because my dick about to be super weak. Super every time I build it up like that,
yeah,
it's trash. If it just falls into my lap, I'm smacking. Bam, 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 bam.
Every time.
But if it's just like, oh, we about to get a room on
that's
Tuesday
like
next
stuff.
Month.
Because black people got expectations.
And this is why, I don't like waiting too going late to have time. Sex after like you start
yes.
dating. Because then you just, the whole time you just thinking about how you going to fuck their life up.
And how y'all been them. Talking. And
but then it's like 2 months later and you just been thinking about fucking this whole time and now the shit ain't even that good.
Oh, I like that.
I know because I need to slam you immediately because I perform better.
I think that if I nut fast, she'll forgive me because she already is invested.
I don't know, bro. It's been 2 months. Bitches be feeling like they wasted their time.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a lot of them.
But you can be engaged forever, and she still will feel like you wasted her time.
It's a lot of,
that's what Chris
right,
Rock said.
Right,
unless you teach,
right.
you can teach a bitch how to read.
You're right. You
and she'll still say you waste her.
You can marry a motherfucker and get a divorce and waste her time.
Oh, man.
Shout out to all the women.
We never win, Cass.
Never win.
It's over.
It's over, Cass.
I'm winning. I don't know about y'all.
I hate that. I seen something that Denzel said. They asked him what did he do?
Oh, right, shut up and listen to everything she said.
I'm nothing. I said, basically, you want us men to be straight bitches once we marry. Once we marry,
obviously,
turn into a bitch.
Obviously.
Shut the fuck up.
Well,
say whatever the obviously fuck she says.
They bitching everybody
out
here.
That's why I probably never get married, because I'm nothing.
What, I'm being a bitch?
I mean, you can get married and not follow his rules, bro.
No, you cannot.
No, because if your wife ain't happy, then your life ain't.
Man, look.
Hey, my uncle. Hey,
fuck all that. Equal rights. You feel me? If I ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Okay.
God damn it.
I'm going to say this. My uncle,
I just won't get
married. They went somewhere for classic. Mm-hmm. They was all, I was saying this because they're not here yet. He was fresh as fuck. Concert starts at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Mind you, we're like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes from downtown. Starts at 7:30. Huh? We're not that far from downtown.
Not that far at all.
All right, cool. So I look at my watch, though. It's 7:15.
Right.
I said, where's my auntie at? He didn't say nothing. I go in the room. I said, what are you doing? She still has on scrubs and a fucking scarf on her head. Yeah. I said, what are you doing? Shut up. I'm getting ready. I can ask what she's doing because he can't.
He can't.
Yeah.
He can't say shit.
Nothing.
I said, boy, I don't know how you survive.
I'm nothing.
I'm not. She walked out the room at 7:45. The concert starts at 7:30.
I'd have left her.
I would have left her.
I'd have left her.
Anybody who dates me and marries me knows that I'm going to leave
what
you.
What he was talking about.
Yes.
I'm nothing. I hate that shit. My comment was real. I felt that in my soul. Like,
if you date me, you know, you have to know, bro, that I'm leaving you.
If the movie started 7:30 and we not leaving by 7,
I'm shitty. Yeah, I'm definitely.
Why is it 7:15 in the movie?
I need to see.
Are we 30 minutes?
I need
minutes
to see the AMC
minutes?
Coca-Cola commercials.
Bro, I need to see the fucking games and trivia, bitch. I need to see all that.
I stopped talking to a chick, and before I got to college, this chick wanted to go on a date. She was late. I said, look, I like credits. I like getting my popcorn. I like the whole movie experience.
Yeah,
whole
experience. I like everything. I'm in
the
line.
Ticket. I'm in line. I'm waiting. All of this.
What's up?
We sitting in the chair. I like to see the Coca-Cola shit.
I
want to
see the lights
shit,
dim.
All of that shit. I want to hear the AC kick on in that motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Dude, we got there.
I like to see people sit down in that motherfucker.
Oh, God. You feel me? I need to know where the strange motherfuckers at. We got there. Nigga, the credits was over. I said, take me home. I do not want to get into a movie and the opening credits of the movie is on. It. Now, you know when the credits is rolling for the movie,
when the movie's on.
No,
I don't want to see that.
No.
I'd have missed something.
I missed a whole lot.
I'd have missed a whole lot. I don't know who presented this.
I don't know.
I don't know who presented this. Who made this movie?
What
am I watching?
I don't know what movies is about to
come out. What's coming out? What I'm supposed to see next?
Oh, God.
What's going on?
I need to
see
all of
you fucked up my whole life. Now we broke up. That's what I be on.
Yeah.
I go to fuck
you got to go your whole rest of your life missing previews, blood?
Bruh.
No. I'm not missing.
I'm going to pray for him.
I'm praying.
I ain't getting it. Nothing like
that.
I'm
tough out here for us.
It is. I said, I'm praying for my boy.
Got to get you a woman with some brothers.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Sharif.
You got to get damn near a woman. She was the only girl type shit.
Oh, God.
Shit.
Grew up around some men.
Motherfucker understand.
I just don't understand why motherfuckers is late to shit. Why are you late?
Why you like being late?
Why do you like... If something starts at 7, why did you get ready at 6?
My problem is people don't like being late and still be late. Why you ain't fixed it?
I told y'all, once motherfucker showed up late to that Kilroy's incident when I had the birthday thing. Oh,
I felt that was different, but I felt you.
No, it was not different. Motherfucker showing up.
Like somebody should have been.
Somebody
should have
been.
Somebody
should have been. Everybody.
Not everybody, but somebody.
Come on,
I feel like everybody didn't want to be that somebody, though, and that was the problem.
I was there. You know me, I'm on time.
You was there, but somebody had to be that somebody with you, and I don't think nobody put that together. We ain't on that no more, though.
See, I was at work.
That was 3 years
I'd
ago,
have been
man.
There.
Damn, we not on that.
That was 3 years ago?
Damn near.
Damn,
bro. And then it was.
Talking to my ex, and I was like, man, it seemed like the relationship just flew by. Now that it's completely done.
Damn near did.
It just flew by, like that whole, yeah. Shit
it
just,
be like that.
It do. Def
do.
I be sitting back like, I done dated a lot of women.
Yes.
I wasted a lot of time.
I ain't wasted.
I haven't.
I ain't waste no time. It's all learning experience, but I done dated a lot of women.
Yeah, that's on my only one. That's the only one. That's the only. Yeah, yeah.
That's fortunate.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm just a fickle ass nigga, man.
Me too.
I'm a fickle nigga. I make some nice picks. Mm-hmm. I'm like OKC.
Had a lot of bad picks.
I'm like OKC. Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant,
James Harden,
Oladipo, whatever his name is.
All MVPs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mold them up and then they leave.
No, I leave. I mold them up, then I leave.
Skirt.
I'm out of here.
Bye.
To the next one. Drake broke the streamer record. I didn't want to bring it up because motherfuckers think I'm a stand, but he broke most streams in a week ever. 116 million streams on In My Feelings.
Damn. Oh, one song?
One song.
Shout out
to Shiggy, but the video hasn't come out yet.
Oh, he just came out with a video to Nonstop, though.
And yes, and it was kind of cool. It was Apple Music, but once that video come out,
He did it.
It's already shot.
Oh, for real?
Shot in New Orleans with Shiggy. Hard. Shiggy's in it.
Oh, yeah. I knew Shiggy was going to be in it. Yeah. He had to.
Yeah. He's funny, too. I've been following Shiggy.
Been following. Before all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's going to break another record with the video.
Probably.
Yep.
And I wonder how Kanye West and him feel for even provoking all of this. You didn't have to do none of the bullshit that y'all did. Y'all could have been still friends.
Yep.
You dumbass. I don't.
That's what I be saying.
I don't know what Kanye West can do.
Motherfuckers be talking about Drake lost. Where?
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 I don't know where he lost.
Where at. He lose at? Hey. Y'all had disses? Like, is that it?
Currency.
Is that what matters?
Currency cool? said all y'all was rallying behind this. Y'all saying he lost the diss or whatever. Lost the battle. But now he got y'all jumping out of cars and shit.
Oh, right. God. Getting hit. Getting smacked.
I seen motherfuckers fall out the car, boy. Concrete. Do you feel me?
That video you supposed to have me dying when Buddy fell.
They supposed to be playing. He's supposed to jump on the car, and this nigga had the flip-flops on and some slipped and got smacked by the car.
What?
Man. I don't even know.
His head ran into the grill of the car.
Of the car?
Like, yeah. Man, hit boom.
Damn.
I don't even know why motherfuckers start getting out the car, though.
When did they even come from?
I don't know.
Getting out the car moving.
It goes riding away.
But I'm saying that's not what Shiggy did. It's not.
That ain't what Shiggy, but you know.
Or Odell Beckham.
Or Beckham. Everybody just started with the car.
First,
I'm like,
the
what?
The first time I seen that was Danny Lay, the little baby song. Yeah. Hey, my baby. She the first one I saw hop out the car on that shit.
I'm like, why is motherfuckers hopping out the car anyway?
I can't go.
I seen a white lady get smacked by a car. I'm like,
they doing too much.
But what I'm not understanding is why do people just running through smacking them like that? Like, why you not paying attention? You see this motherfucker in the street dancing.
Because I'm texting.
Death. they be going too fast. Bro, they be going too fast. I'm like, ain't no way you ain't see that motherfucker slow down a little bit.
I'm texting.
They deaf texting.
Why do I got to look out for civilians hop out of their car in the streets? That's not something you're trained to do.
This is a neighborhood street.
Yes.
Not even a neighborhood street.
This is 38th Street. Bitch, get in your car.
Oh, God.
Why are you in my feelings?
Bro, motherfuckers was downtown doing that shit all in traffic.
For real?
Oh, God, after the club.
No, I'm good.
That's when I was like, I'm damn near sick of this shit. Like, what fuck is really down here doing too much? Like, it took me 30 minutes.
It was somewhere overseas. I to get out of downtown. They were talking about getting tickets and damn near doing a year in jail if you get out your car.
Boy.
Oh, God. I said, damn, that's not bullshit.
No,
they said you can do the dance, but you better not get out your car and do it. Your ass gonna get locked up.
On your ass.
Dumbass motherfucker.
From this stoplight.
Yeah.
Holding up traffic.
It's red, though.
Before we were recording, we were talking about... they redoing I Got the Hookup. I know a lot of people haven't seen I Got the Hookup because they weren't No Limit fans like that. But I Got the Hookup was amazing.
Amazing.
That was a good movie.
Good ass movie.
It's a good movie.
Funny and a bitch.
Funny as fuck. Pops had the bitches in the back.
I can't go on.
Doom, 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 doom.
Living without you. If you say bye, bye, bye.
You know what's crazy?
Why
did we allow him to do that?
Living without
you.
Got the hookup. Holla if you hear me.
Got the hookup. Why you so love Master
Hit? I love that song when that motherfucker came
out. Oh, my God.
That shit was so
heat. That song made absolutely no sense to me because why was it so soulfully charged but ratchet at the same time? That nigga was screaming, I got the hookup. Holla if you hear me behind some R&B shit.
Man, he was good.
And it was damn near a song about death.
Yes.
Like, what did a song about death have to do with you selling these pagers in this movie?
I got the hook up.
I didn't get that song at all.
No correlation at all.
No correlation.
And niggas used to be in a desert.
And they down there was freestyling, bro.
Bro, damn
niggas weird. Be in a desert.
Niggas had a hook.
Master P and had a hook.
Niggas had a hook and just went and just said, this sound good.
Oh, my mom.
If you getting 70 points off of an album, you freestyling, you putting an album out every week,
boy,
too.
Every week.
Yeah. Every week.
Hell yeah.
70.
That's why Gucci was doing that.
Oh, my boy. God.
No pad, no pad. I don't. Hey.
Put the beat on.
Freestyle.
In jail. On my cell phone.
On my cell phone. Right. Like, shine.
Engineer this.
But yeah, DC Young Fly and Fatboy SSC going to be in there. Hey, I know a lot of people don't follow these Instagram people, bro.
But y'all should.
But Light Skin Keisha, she got a banger.
For real?
Yes, boy. I'm about to play Light Skin Keisha.
I need to follow these people.
Which one is that?
Light Skin Keisha was the one that said, get out my DMs, weather, bitch. Some niggas want to make up and be friends, weather, bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She still know what I'm talking about.
Man. Shout out to Big Kev coming to Travis Tacos tomorrow.
Man.
Hello, that's funny.
That's who?
Big Kev.
Oh, yeah.
What was her name? Quana?
I'm not.
That shit gonna be funny. She like our version of one of these motherfuckers. She funny as fuck.
She funny.
She is hilarious. She's hilarious.
Bro, she damn near got some power behind her. I ain't never seen a flyer do that many numbers that I ain't put no money behind, boy. It's 18,000 people in this city have seen that flyer. I said, I'm shutting the doors down.
Y'all about to make a lot of money.
She didn't even want no money. I said, I'm taking care of you. If this motherfucker sell out, I'm taking care of you.
That voice is so sexy. Two broke niggas allowed. We ain't dealing with that shit, you heard? Young Keisha, I'm a fire. You better believe it. Ooh. I'm a bitch. Pull up on your ass. You're where the weed at?
Oh, I heard somebody singing this shit. Hold on.
Bad it on a bitch. I'll flip on a dick.
Right. Rape by the night, yeah. Oh, this hard. Didn't hear him. Oh,
y'all play this in the
club. Hold on. Either way, make a nigga get a cash. Don't fuck up on my DM if you gotta be him. I do my talking with my hands. You don't wanna see them. Yeah. Calling plays like
he's going to the set this week.
Damn, why if I got a BM though? Damn.
She's good, bro. I love Light
Skin
Keisha.
Yeah,
that's hard.
That's her name on there?
Light Skin Keisha.
Something.
I probably do know her. That's probably
the one in the group chat right now. She's fine.
I ain't got the group chat no more. I got an Android phone now.
The Def got group chats for Android.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, I'm be
group.
Shitty,
you added
boy.
Me in there?
Yeah.
I'll be right on Green Bubbles. Shout out to them.
Oh, my God.
Bro, man, if you got to love me and my Green Bubbles.
Why, bro? You ain't got Apple Music no more.
I still got it. I got Tidal.
I don't know who this bitch is.
Light Skin Keisha, bro.
She got big ass mouth.
Yeah, I love big mouths.
I like big mouths, too.
And
she
eyes.
Give me what I want.
All right, so we got some emails, man. Let's answer these emails. Get up out of here. I think I'm getting sick. My damn chest hurt.
Oh, my God.
She fine. That ain't her. That's just the video. Somebody danced to the song. Top the video. Let the music play. Ah, flip on her.
Oh, there's some ass on the screen?
Yeah, posting Ooh. Twerk videos.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Hey, well, shout out to the twerk team.
Where are they at?
I don't know, but they used to make a nigga dick a little stiffy with the blicky on YouTube. Well,
they did.
I said, boy, yeah.
I feel like they played themselves when they didn't become strippers. Because they had the following, but they never took no clothes off. And then they tried to be rappers without
every
clothes off.
Every chick want
to
be rappers so when they get the
had
thing.
They had
no,
they,
just
had they
shake
been twerkers and then became
just
strippers and then tried
what
to
God
rap.
Put you here for.
They would have been Cardi B before Cardi B got here, for real.
If they went strippers,
if they'd have went strippers, then rap.
Oh, yeah,
because they already had the following.
They had a following.
Y'all just became strippers.
Shout out to the City Girls too. The chick that's on In My Feelings, they can rap.
Yeah, they can. I got
that especially the little ugly one.
That I Take Your Man remix.
Ain't neither one of them really ugly though. Which one you say ugly?
The
dark
skin
one.
The skinny. That's not because of her skin tone, but she doesn't look as good as the other one.
No,
but
she
when
don't,
she raps, she's better than the other one. So now she looks better than the other.
I don't know what neither one of them look like.
They cute.
They're cool.
They ratchet as fuck though.
Something.
Old girl got a prison bitch. She got to do.
I love me. I love me.
Yeah,
New Orleans.
Yeah,
ghetto bitch.
That's they from. Where they from? Miami or Atlanta?
I want to say
they rap like they from somewhere.
Miami or Atlanta.
They
rap like they from somewhere.
Yeah. They ratchet as fuck, though. But Light Skin Keisha from Atlanta, too. I love her. If I ever find her.
Shout out to all the fine women.
She's getting the best game I ever got.
Stiffy with the blicky.
Stiffy with the blicky.
I like that.
All right. So we got this email that I sent it to Boogie, not knowing that it had all the rest of the shit in here, but I also let my homegirl read it, and she read it in his voice, and it was probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
In who voice?
It's a retarded
just
nigga
a
voice.
Retarded nigga's voice.
Yeah, because the way that, like, people don't understand, they be saying I sound like Mayweather. That's cool. But when you see the way that they write these emails, yeah, bro.
Her email was oddly
tight.
Presented.
All right. So I deleted the rest. I deleted the first half because it was about merchandise, and that's Boogie's job. I was wondering if y'all could give me some advice on some shit I got myself into. So I have or had a female friend that I have known for quite some time. Mind you, I want to hear and change the shit because y'all not about to talk about me. She was a virgin when I met her, and she claims I took her virginity card. This was years ago. Before we fucked the first time, I told her I'm not into relationships, and ever since then, she has been talking about us being in one. Once a year since I've known her, we would get into it. We get into it about the shit. She would throw the virginity card in my face, not talk to me for a month. We might fuck, then we're back cool. And then they do it. He said they do that every single year. I honestly don't like her like that. I keep telling her I like her as a friend, that I care about her on a friend level to spare her feelings. In reality, she's not my type to date or even fuck. We recently got into it over the same shit, and I'm hella done with that shit. I haven't read her text. I'm thinking if I should just leave her alone and walk away, but part of me wants to give her a piece of my mind and block her ass. While she is seemingly a nice, kind individual, I think her pussy is trash and she's a duck in the face.
Hey, bro, you are just confused
ass. Before niggas get to talking about my mans, I was going through the same thing, and I just cut that shit.
How, though, bro?
Bro,
it don't even make sense.
How you talking that bad about the bitch?
But you keep fucking her.
Bro, it ain't that you keep fucking. Like you said, they fuck once a year, damn near. You feel me? And we cool. And then we argue because you trying to push a relationship on me. And then we argue. And then we don't talk for a minute. And then you come back around. We fuck around, link up. And then we fuck again. And then you start trying to do the same shit over and over. And the whole time, I'm just like, shit, I really don't want nothing. None of that. And I feel, hey, look, you just got.
Yeah, but nah, you can't be like, she ain't even worth fucking. And,
nah, I ain't talking about nobody like that.
You can't say all that.
But you can say that.
You can't,
however, say that the sex ain't good enough for me to want to be with you like that.
Yeah, but you can't go, you duck in the face, you can't do all that, bro.
I'm nothing.
Fucking like that.
You are Gump now.
Shorty ain't, she ain't got to be the finest. You ain't got to talk bad about her, but I don't know. Man, you just got to cut that shit out for real.
Man.
It shouldn't be that hard.
It is.
It's not.
How? I'm nothing.
Because she probably crazy, and Shorty out dealing with crazy.
Bruh. It's hard. It's hard. That crazy shit be out the window. I will, bitch.
It's harder than you think.
Try me. I already know, bro.
The thing is, she ain't crazy to the point where, like, and it ain't bad to the point where it's like, get the fuck out of my life, bad. You feel me?
No, okay. No, so this is my thing. If I don't want to deal with you, this is why I ghost people.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosting, if you don't know what ghosting means, when a person cuts off all communication with their friends or the person they're dating with zero warning, notice, or notice beforehand, you'll mostly see them avoiding friends, phone calls, social media, and avoiding them in public.
Yep.
I think you should just ghost her.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Just ghost her because you can't give her any explanation as to why you don't want to be with her, because she's always going to have a rebuttal.
I'm on that now. I wasn't on it before, so I feel him is what I'm saying. I feel him.
You got to ghost.
But you got to ghost her.
And people say that there's something wrong with me because I am pro-ghosting, but I'm not about to give you a reason to rebuttal.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. 9 times out of 10, the people that you ghosting know why you ghosting them.
They
just want to hear you say it one more time.
I knew that's what it was, but...
I ain't got to give you... This is what you don't understand. You, me, y'all don't owe anybody jack shit.
Nothing.
Period. You don't owe a nigga no explanation. You don't owe a bitch no explanation. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't... Why do I got to give you a reason as to why you fucking up? You fucking up my energy.
You fucking up my energy.
I don't want you around me no more. It's not a problem. It's not a problem.
It's not a problem. No problem.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem. That's funny as hell. Hey, that is hilarious.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem. You're ghosted.
Motherfuckers swear that shit mean like I don't like you. I just don't want to be around you no more.
Well, it just means that my mom told me that I don't owe anybody anything but God.
Well, it just means I don't want to be around you.
Yeah.
Or want to talk to you. Like,
yeah.
Just ran our course.
We cool.
Because some people are like this, mm-hmm. where no matter what you say, I remember I told a girl, I said, I don't think we should have sex anymore because I want to date other people. We've been fucking this long for whatever, whatever, so why are we going to stop now? I should have just ghosted you.
Should have ghosted you.
Because now you're going to get mad if you find out that I'm fucking Toya.
Whole time. I told you.
I told you. Well, we've been fucking this whole time.
I don't care. I told you.
I'm going to do that.
I don't want to have sex with you anymore. Why? Because it's not fun anymore. Why?
Because you're boring now.
Why?
Why? I don't know why you're boring now.
Why?
Don't you know I'm boring now?
Yeah, bitch. Like it's like a thing, bro. It's like a whole thing. Like if a woman, like women have ghosted me. And after that week, I said, oh, okay. She don't want to deal with me.
I've been ghosted. You realize you've been ghosted. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Let's get over it.
And then when you come back around, we ain't got to mention it. For whatever reason.
I see you in public. I don't say nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't
cool.
say nothing to me. I don't say nothing to you.
Cool. Ain't no beef.
And don't act weird.
Ain't no problem.
We just don't know each other no more. We don't know each other. We don't know each other no more.
But women so weird, though, like, because they'll ghost you, but then...
When
y'all see each other,
nah.
Or when y'all see each other and you don't speak, now you fake.
Now you
mad.
Yeah,
like, bitch, what you mean, bitch?
You left me?
Bitch, I text you. I was texting the fuck out of you for a week, bitch. You ain't say shit.
Yeah.
Bitch, I done DM'd you a couple times. You ignored me, so okay.
You up to your job. You wasn't here.
You're going too far.
Hey,
now, sometimes.
Different strokes.
Different strokes. I mean, I just don't understand, you know, why... Situations like that, there is no healthy way to end that.
You just gotta. It just is what it is.
Not everybody is warranted. Not everybody is warranted an excuse to why you don't want to deal with them, and then not everybody can't even handle
an excuse.
An excuse
why you don't.
Yeah, they can't even handle it.
So then you tell them, and then that's
keep
a whole
asking
other thing.
For
a whole another thing. Whole thing. I don't want to do that.
Swear to God, motherfucker, keep asking you, and then you don't say shit. Why you can't ever talk?
And then when you finally just lay it all out on the table,
just tell the truth. Just did that. All right, bet this. I don't.
Yes. Now it's a super problem.
It's a super problem. That or they want to try to fix it. I'm like, I'm beyond repair right now.
I'm beyond repair. Throw me away.
Throw this whole situation
away.
Ain't no fixing this right now.
Hey, man, I think you just ghost her, bro. Ghost her and let that be that. If anything else transpired from that, then you got to defend yourself. Because she's coming after you, boy. Second email, I'm having a hard time accepting that my son is gay. Can you guys help me? My son recently came out to my wife and I. He sat us down in our living room couch and told us he had something to tell us. He asked if he could tell us anything. We said, of course. He then asked us, will we always love him? We said, always, no matter what. Then he told me, I'm gay. It shocked me. His mother gave him a big hug and told him, that's okay. You're still our son, and we will always love you. I was unresponsive. I'm actually having a hard time accepting that my son is gay. It's not the kind of life I envisioned for him. What should I do?
First of all, shout out to all the old listeners we have.
Yes.
For you to have a son old enough to sit you down. Boy.
But you don't know how old the son can
be. That's why I was wondering.
Because kids can be 10 and be like, dad, I'm gay.
That's all right. So we got 40-year-olds listening in.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool. Shout out to y'all.
All right, bro.
I don't know how to tell you what to do about that.
I don't
accept it. Like,
I
like the fact that your son was mature enough at a young age.
To
sit you down and tell you. Because
he could have just brought Tyrone over there.
He could have just waited until he was 22, went away from college and came back Thanksgiving with a dude.
Oh, God.
Like most of them do.
Or he could have just not and just been having the niggas spend the night all the time.
He could have just not told you.
He's my best friend.
Had sleepovers, all his adults had niggas sleeping over all the time.
It's my best friend, Tony.
Damn, you got a new best friend every month.
Yeah, he's in your room. Y'all kicking it. Sleepovers and shit, little orgies and shit.
Niggas having orgies in your house. Oh, man, I'd be shitty walking in my son's room.
And then they little dudes, so it smells like gym socks anyway. You can't even really tell the difference.
Gym socks and butthole in that motherfucker.
It's weird now because
teenage boys got weird smells and parents don't know, so they don't know what that smell is.
They don't know what it
they
is,
just
bro.
Don't stink in here.
Yeah. Where you at? I'm at Tony's house. We kicking it. Tony parents ain't never
be there
home.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they are home and they gay too.
Hey, don't matter.
Don't matter. Shout out to y'all, man. Hey, you gotta accept that shit. That's your son, man. And you raised your son to be an adult and adult enough to tell you.
I don't even know if that's it though.
I mean, I don't know. I respect that man for saying like for doing that. So I'd accept it. I don't know. I've accepted the fact that my son could be gay before he's even born.
For real?
Just the society we live in. He fuck around, be gay. His mom kind of gay. Like, she grew up. She got girlfriends and shit. Like, you know what I mean? So.
That sucks,
her
man.
Going back between girls and dudes. He grow up. He fuck around. I don't know. He already sensitive. He like hugging and shit. He probably be gay.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
What I'm saying?
I like hugging.
Yeah, he hug a lot. I be trying to tell him, like, stop hugging me. Like,
he love you, man.
I done made him a handshake now. Yeah, that's cool.
It's all right now.
No, he's five now. Shake up.
He can't hug?
Shake up.
He don't want
to
hug?
He about to go to school. I don't want him running around school hugging all the little boys. You know what I mean?
Shake his hand.
Shake up, man.
Say what's up or something.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
Nod your head, nigga.
Oh, God, I'm nothing.
Nod your head, nigga. Too much hugging. Gone with all that lovey-dovey shit.
Oh, baby.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. But I would accept it.
I accept it.
I don't know. Like,
if my daughter's a gay,
what? Party. Throw a coming out party.
I mean, I would. What you supposed to do about it?
My cousin came out. His sister came out here to his mom. They got married, and her husband said, "I think your daughter's gay." And my uncle, my step uncle, told my aunt that because she was wearing Nikes and wave caps, bro.
Yeah, ain't no think.
She's gay, bro. And it's cool. And then when she came out,
yeah. When you grown, when you a grown woman, you still dressing like that.
Basketball shorts and wave caps, bro. You deaf gay. You gay as hell.
Gay as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro, we all knew it.
That's cool.
You play WNBA.
Deaf. She don't even play basketball.
I know. Man.
But I mean, it's just some people can tell, and if their parents can't tell, I think.
Or they probably can. They just in denial.
In denial. Yeah,
I can 100% tell if my little boy is gonna be gay. Why are you talking like that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? Walking the switch?
I don't know. It's danger worse.
But I don't know.
Your son?
I don't know. My son ain't told me he was gay yet, so.
You never know.
I really ain't got no advice for you.
All right, man. We got two more emails. Third email. Do I let my friend move in? My friend wants to move into my apartment with my fiance and I. A month ago, I said maybe, but now I want to say no due to differences in lifestyles. I don't know if I'm being logical / rational. Or if I'm just nitpicking reasons for her not to move in. Oh, it's a her?
Oh, it's a her trying to move in with you and your fiance?
Anxiety is making it hard, and I don't want to be a shitty person.
I mean, she grown.
What's grown? I'm not letting no one.
Her friend grown. I'm not letting no nigga move in with me and my girl.
I'm not letting no girl move in with me and my girl.
Not at all.
If it's my friend.
Right.
It's over. That ain't even going.
It's some cheeks in here.
On God. Because now every time we look around, it's an issue.
It's definitely an issue.
You walking around in booty shorts?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm nothing.
I'm not doing it.
It's not going to be a good go. It's not going to end good.
That's not going to end good.
At all.
She got to be a stud or
shout
something.
Out to everybody and their friends move in. And then their friends be fucking their friends.
Bye, baby.
No, I'm nothing on a stud. I'm just
then I'm not. I don't know. When you let your friend move in, It's just trash because you don't know how trash your friend is. And you run that risk. It's 50-50. Your friend could be dirty, trifling, musty, don't know how to clean up. And now.
Yeah, because you don't know how somebody is.
You don't know how they are.
Boy, I'm telling you.
And that's why I'm like, don't roommate with your friends unless you actually know how they live. Because I'm a little OCD-ish.
You look clean. That's cool.
It's cool.
I'm not. So if we used to get a crib together, I just gotta keep all my shit in my apartment. Yeah. In my little room. And we're gonna be all right. You feel me?
Now that's how friendships get messed up, man. Mm-hmm.
Get torn apart.
Yeah, because you thinking y'all that cool. Yeah, we can live together.
Until
yeah.
You realize your nigga don't shower. He don't shower the other day.
Yeah.
And he lay his drawers on the toilet.
bro, I keep telling bro, I don't want to come in here have to pick up your drawers, bro.
Nigga shave his nuts, leave his hairs off the tub and shit. Don't
wash your tub. Yeah, niggas get nasty, boy.
I'm nuts.
It's
a lot of shit that nigga people don't got do no in their own crib.
They don't got no deodorant. Keep using yours.
Keep using yours.
Bro, hairs is on your deodorant.
Yeah. Like, it's a lot of shit.
I used to get in trouble for that. I used to use my auntie's deodorant and leave hair on her shit.
For real.
Yeah,
that's
that
tight.
I
used to leave it on my mama's.
It was not good.
Shout out to my mama. She had 50
yesterday. I didn't even notice it. Notice it. It's trash, man. Nah, don't live with your friends, man. Don't
man,
even
my mama that. Turned 50 yesterday. I feel old.
Why do you feel old?
Cause she turned 50.
So why do you feel
it's
old?
It's a lot. Like, shit.
How old was she when she had you?
20. So she's 20 years older than me.
Okay. So I can see why.
26.
Oh, it was 14.
Shit.
We good out here.
You good. Your mama damn near 42. She damn near cool.
We good. Big sister.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody about it. I was like, yeah, we used to listen to NWA and play Mario together. She was 20. I was 6.
Oh, God. Out here. Y'all damn near got the same games.
We had the same games. Mario World.
That was for the older.
Get your ass beat if you deleted her game. Did you know how you can blow on it too hard? Oh, you're blowing it too hard. Super Mario World, all the levels say zero now.
You lose the game cartridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's over.
Use a little saves.
You just hide when your mom get home from work because she had 82 levels open.
Oh, God. She can't go to the club.
Your ass is great.
She can't go to the club yet. She's only 18. All she has are games. All she got her games and her magazines, her Word Up magazines.
And you messed
and
it all
you
up.
And here you is.
And you done messed the game up and scribbled all on her Word
and took the posters out. And took the posters out the Word Up magazine.
Yeah, you fucked up her coloring books.
That ass beat. Last email. I'm 18 years old. And I have been dating the same girl for about 3.5 years. We have a very strong relationship, and I consider her to be my best friend. Throughout our relationship, we have always made a pretty consistent effort to be transparent with each other because we both agree that it is an especially important part of a romantic bond. My girlfriend has a lot of respect for her parents and what they have taught her about religion, and when the inevitable conversation of future marriages plans, future conversations of future marriage plans come up between us, she always mentions that she wants to get married by the way of a Christian ceremony and raise our children to follow her denomination of Christianity. I do not necessarily have a problem with this, but I feel like if I mention to her that I do not believe in God anymore, she would feel like an essential understanding between us would be missing, and she would break up with me.
I believed in God at first.
Yes.
But not no more.
Yes.
That's tight. Shout out to you for finding your own way.
But that is a thing.
That ain't your wife's problem.
Like, what ain't her problem?
That he don't believe in God no more. So, I mean, you got to tell her if y'all relationship was based on that originally. Is that what he's saying?
No, he's saying that her family does.
Oh.
So, he don't know how she going.
Oh, so originally he was Christian and that their family was cool with that. Right. Now he like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Family's still all Christian though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you the devil.
Yeah, you deaf the devil now,
you
boy.
You can't switch up.
Why not though?
You can't switch up on God.
You let the devil take.
It ain't even that you. It ain't even that you let the devil.
It's not the devil.
You just switched up on your religion. Like
you just don't believe in shit.
You don't believe in God no more. You switched up on God.
Nah, like, no. Like
they not going.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't going. Nigga.
I don't know, man.
Ain't going. If a girl say she an atheist,
bitch, you believe in God at first. Now you don't.
That'd be the coolest people in the world, bro.
I mean, like it's like.
Why you don't believe in
if,
God?
If we substitute religion for something else, like.
But I'm saying just period, like, no, I don't believe nothing, no more. Why, bro? It's miracles.
I met an atheist, bro, in seventh grade.
All right, dig this. Like, if y'all was both fat, and y'all both decided to lose weight, and she kept losing weight, and you said, I don't want to lose weight no more, and she decided, all right, stay fat, I don't want to be with you no more. Like, it's not, I would simply down to that, maybe. I don't know.
That was a very simple. I'm glad you did it and not me.
Yeah.
Because they had to call me. They had to say it was fat.
I'm a fat ass, so I can do that.
But, I mean, that happens, though.
That happened, though. Like, that happened. Now, like, we ain't even on this journey together no more. Like, what are we even doing? So, I don't know.
I mean, all right. So, if you break it down to, like, lifestyle choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your lifestyle it's not the same as my lifestyle. So like going out, working out, eating healthy, da 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 da. And your shit is just completely different. Chances are we're not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy.
We ain't got nothing in common.
Right.
And
but
religion's a big thing to have in common.
Yeah.
One of my close friends, Chris, he don't believe in anything. But his wife does.
Are they deep into it? Like this sound like they are though?
She loves his dirty drawers.
Well, I mean, maybe
it's about the bond that you and this person
have. Motherfucker love your dirty drawers.
Yeah, honestly, her feelings for God might not be as strong as you think they are. It's just her family.
That's real too.
It's her family.
She could have been faking it this whole time too.
Faking.
For her family and shit.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Baby, we cool. Shit.
Yeah. Me and my ex, I'm like, shit. I ain't going to church. I mean, I believe in God, but that's probably about it. And she was just like,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. She stopped going to church and everything.
Oh, God, I ain't going to church.
Because a lot of people go to church because they forced to go anyway.
Forced to go. Motherfucker hitting your line. You come to church today? Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it really be anyway. So, I mean, I think you should just tell her, man.
My mama never forced me.
If you tell her and then shit goes sour.
It wasn't meant to be anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you only lose what you was going to lose eventually anyway.
You think so?
I think so. It wouldn't have lasted, man. If it's that big of a deal to end it now, it would have ended it later. That's how I feel.
I mean, but shit, how does she not know? If you that big of a Christian and you date somebody who don't believe in God.
He might have kept going to church for just because.
You know how hard it is for me to go to church?
I'm nothing on going to church.
I can't go.
Shits and giggles. I'm not putting on a show at church.
Nah.
Like, no, I'm sleep.
God deaf looking at you like, boy, get your ass
I'm not waking up
get your
to
ass
go to
out
church.
Here.
That's torture.
your ass out of
here. You don't want to be in here.
The whole process.
Going to church and you don't want to be there.
I know. And then you there. I'm going to make the pastor talk about you the whole motherfucking time you were in there.
God is putting that word in the pastor.
Yeah, straight for you.
Straight for your ass.
We have people that doesn't want to be here today.
God told me.
If you don't want to be in his home.
Stand up. Head ass.
Looking ass. Come on, stand up. I'm talking to you right there.
Keenan.
Point at you.
Young man stand named Keenan.
God is telling me, and I see it in your face.
No, mister, who the fuck are you?
Mister, who the fuck are you on Twitter?
I see it in your face. And God once told me
that you ain't shit.
So you can stop coming here faking. I ain't gonna be long. Oh, you are though.
Oh, hour later.
Pastors be lying in church. That's why I don't understand.
Hey, this is what I don't like. When I go to church and the motherfucker be talking regular, you know, God said da da da, then they start heating up, and God said, and then Jesus, I'm like.
Oh, shit, we better be this motherfucker for 2 hours.
He's on fire.
He's on fire.
He's up, drips of sweat now.
Boom, shaka.
Oh, you pulled out the handkerchief. He's about to fucking get the wipe in his forehead. Oh, it's on now. Once he get the wipe in that forehead.
You got to walk off.
Oh, yeah, he done snatched the mic out the
Take a breath.
Out the stand.
Y'all don't hear me, though. Come and get an amen. Y'all don't hear me, though. Fuck, yes,
start,
we do.
Start walking down the
You're aisle, yelling. Shit. You're yelling in the microphone.
Screaming, bro.
I've been hurt. You losing your voice.
Why are you yelling?
You losing your voice.
I used to fall asleep in that motherfucker while that motherfucker was yelling.
Bro, when I was little, that's why I knew church was for me.
Fall asleep.
I used to be asleep. Wake up.
Church over.
Not even that,
no,
bro.
No, it still wasn't over. I'm still. Like, still wasn't over.
I'm resting
for 2 hours. And
I'm rested. I'm resting.
I thought it was a brand new day.
It was really. We was really only sleep for like 20 minutes. We ain't had watches back then, so we ain't had no concept of time.
We ain't had no motherfucking phone.
We had no concept. We thought we would sleep.
Didn't have no phone. That's why church seemed so long back then. Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
Nah, church long, man.
Church is. I mean, now.
Like
last time I was in church, it was damn near in and out. I went to die church.
It depends, I guess.
Nope.
That was. Yeah, last
yeah I went to a white church.
They only sung like 2 songs that day.
Mm.
I went to a funeral, and it was at a white church. It was Catholic. It was the quickest. It was the
20
quick,
minutes. Bro,
that motherfucker was
Lord,
45 minutes.
Bro. That was it?
Quick as hell. I said, what?
I got the rest of the day still.
Well, I get to go home. I get to do stuff.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was different.
What I'm going to do with my day?
Nothing.
All this free time.
Take sad still?
Still sad. Boy, still I was like, damn, fucker. I didn't even get to see my nigga long enough.
Man, nigga, funerals be longer than a bitch. Long, too long.
Yeah, black people they like hell. Now we gotta see what we get. We got the wake. I want to see you then, and then we gonna see you after.
You got the wake. You gotta go to the motherfucking ceremony. You gotta go to the gravesite. Yeah, come back to the church.
Hey, that is 3 days of activity.
Hey.
I'm nothing.
It be that worth it though.
Nah, do not be worth it, bro.
It depends on the person.
I'm only hitting one up. I'm only hitting one thing. I'm going to your viewing.
It depends
if
on who
if
it
I'm
is,
going to
man.
Your viewing. I don't want to see my dead nigga twice.
Shit.
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this. My aunt passed away. That funeral was so fun because everybody was there.
Yeah.
That's what it be. You see people you ain't seen
I said,
in a while.
Oh man.
They say it all the time. I hate that this is how we had to see each other, but.
But yeah. that's the only way we was going to see each other, though.
Right.
On God.
Yeah, that's some people I only see at funerals.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I thought you was dead.
What? Right.
How you been? Well, I ain't seen you about 7 years.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Since Uncle Johnny died. Yeah.
I'd be like, damn. They'd be like, you're getting big. Man, I went to my cousin. I went to Calvin's birthday thing at Punch Bowl Social.
Yeah.
My auntie had the nerve to say, this is Pat's daughter. I said, who in the hell is Pat? She's my step aunt. She said, my sister. In my head, I said, I didn't even know you even had a sister.
More.
So let alone, I said, when the last time that I saw Pat? Was I a kid? She said, yeah. I said, I'm an old hoe now. I don't remember.
That was 20 years ago.
That was,
I be seeing my
I hate
like,
when they do that
oh,
shit.
I ain't seen you since you was, you don't remember me.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Get your creepy ass out of here.
I don't know you.
I just don't like when people say, I used to change your diaper, so no, now you're thinking about my dick. Bye. Fucking creep.
Bro, it was an old lady.
Never thought about that.
It was an old lady trying to throw that pussy at me last night at Epic. That shit was crazy. Speaking of old women, think about dicks.
How old was she?
Solid. I think she had just turned like 65.
Have you seen?
Did she look 65?
Have you seen
60?
Have you seen Felicia's mother?
She's like 58.
Have you seen Felicia's mother?
She's strapped.
She's 63, bro.
And going.
and fine. Something. My Aunt Nancy is 60 and fine.
If she wasn't drunk, I'd have hit her old ass. But she was drunk, like rubbing on my legs and shit. And I like this shit. She had her nails on my legs. Woo! I'm tingling. I said, if you don't get your old ass.
Ooh, I knocked the dust off that diaper, bitch.
I'll make you call your mama. My mama had just left. She was celebrating her birthday.
The difference. I'll make
you call your mom. First of all, bitch, you disrespectful. You ain't say that when my mom was here.
Yeah. Nah. These older women are disrespectful. Disrespectful. They throw pussy.
You
in
knew
front
my mom was here. Y'all celebrating the same birthday.
They throw pussy.
You knew my
mom
was here.
My mama friends is totally different, bro. They throwing pussy on Facebook, bro.
Boy.
Hey, you better be cool. My mama young as fuck. I will crack you.
Boy.
My mama young as hell. I'm smacking all your
friends is 45. I'm on that ass.
Boy,
what's up with it? What's up with it?
I had a 45-year-old when I was 23.
Yes.
Well, you blessed.
I definitely hit one now,
you're
boy.
You're really blessed.
Because you think they body feel different.
It
but
don't,
feels,
bro. I swear
just
I was
the same. They face just a little more wrinkled.
If that.
And they,
some of their bodies be tight.
Tight. Hitting that motherfucker juicy.
And they don't be fucking like that. They don't be
ready. Private juice.
Little old pussy be tight.
Put that on my to-do list. Crack an old hoe.
I don't know about a 60. I've been and killed a 60-year-old boy.
Yeah, damn near knocked the diabetes out of her shit.
Bro, I think. Bro, the 46 couldn't take shit. I know I'm a fucking 60-year-old. I can't even do
Marcus
my
Marcus, darling.
Marcus.
Yeah. See, I was nothing
to her. Marcus, darling.
I'd have cracked her old ass. Boy, what that old bitch has. Sex
on
appeal.
Baby. On baby.
Blood, her old
it's young girls who ain't got sex appeal like that.
Oh, her OS has sex appeal.
And some girls who don't even know how to walk sexy.
Boy.
I don't know about hitting her.
Bro, she was like 80. She probably
she
dead now.
She was not getting hit.
She deaf dead now. But that movie, if I was Eddie Murphy in that movie, I'd have cracked her just for the perks for one.
Yeah. She ain't had no perks, bro. She ain't on the company no more.
Oh, yeah. What was she on then?
She was on some bullshit.
Wanted Marcus,
she wanted to. She was making it seem like she still owned the company.
Oh, I need to watch the movie again.
Because
as a grown-up, it's probably some shit I didn't miss. I thought she owned the company.
Nah,
I ain't got no panties.
Oh, she was in there being crazy.
I don't know, bitch. You better get your
women
get them old-ass panties out of here.
Now, women.
Why they even let her in the building then?
Through the face.
With all that baby powder in them.
Then that's when Strong J came in. I'd have cracked Strong J.
Knocked her shit off.
I'd have cracked her tall ass. It's all good.
Tall piece of
8-18, man.
Twizzler.
August 18th, 6, or, what is it, 6:30 to 10?
Roll. Yeah, 6:30 to 9:30.
6:30 to 9:30.
6 to 9:30, my bad, I'm tripping. Doors open at 6.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trapper Tacos.
Trapper Tacos every Tuesday.
Yes.
Boy, so, the motherfucking fish
we got fish nachos.
Fish nachos?
Fish nachos.
I saw you say that
we
last
had them
night.
Last night.
I saw you
cracked
say
them
that.
Open. Put
fried fish on them?
Yes, like, bro. They fry of? The fish. They get two. They top the fish up. It's sway fish.
What's the chef name in the kitchen?
Miss Tanita.
Miss Tanita.
Be back there too.
Going ham.
Boy, bitch, we got brisket tacos starting tomorrow. Brisket, beef. Brisket tacos.
Brisket
I might have to go.
Brisket costs too, so them motherfuckers will be about $5.
Five a piece. Them fish nachos is 10, but they worth every fucking
bro, the motherfucking
dollar.
Fish tacos
damn,
is the
how the nachos 10? Because fish it's nachos,
fish bro.
Fish nachos.
They cook everything to order, so you got to cook the fish.
The fish tacos only 3.
Bro, these fish nachos.
Damn, the nachos is the regular chips. They just throwing the same fish that they put in the taco on the damn nacho. I'm nothing. Y'all better get the fuck out of here. Them motherfuckers could be $6 or $7.
Wait till you have
I don't give a fuck, bro.
Bro, it ain't like I was talking to my nigga the other day, and I'm going to break this down to you.
Hold on. Motherfuckers say the same shit about Ruth Chris and behind us. I'm nothing.
Nah, here's my thing, because it's not the ingredients that it take to make the item. It's the taste of the like it don't taste like the taco. Like if it was the same ingredients and it tasted like the taco, I would feel you. But it don't taste like the taco. It tastes like some fish fucking nachos. And they good in a bitch.
But they ain't hard to make.
Bro, you go home make them, they not gonna taste that. I was talking to my nigga like about that
they
shit.
They probably would.
I said I could probably go home and make these, but I'm gonna go home put some catfish on them.
Nah, not sway fish. Make
what?
The same fish.
Cause like, where, you don't even know where to find that fish at.
Man, you can find that shit somewhere. They ain't getting that shit from nowhere.
Support black business, bro.
I'm just being honest. I'm a get some just because I fuck with y'all.
Hey.
But y'all definitely.
We're not dissing
y'all. I'm just saying y'all look.
Oh, I ain't make the price. I was kind of heated.
Yeah,
took a big chunk out of my tab.
Yeah, I ain't dissing. I'm just saying.
Took a big chunk out of my tab.
They going from 3 to 10. They clouded.
Now they worth it though, because it's a lot. It's a lot too. It's a lot too. It's a plate.
Because the trap fries is a lot.
It's like it's the trap fry size.
Trap fries is a lot. It's a whole lot.
It's a whole lot.
You gotta take a shit before you leave.
Oh God. Don't put no tequila. Don't put no margarita on top of the trap fries.
It's over. I already know.
That's right.
It's a plate. Like it's worth it.
I bring my wife to Epic every night.
I'm about to drink 40s, motherfucking $4 margaritas.
Yeah,
boy. Them bitches be strong than a bitch.
I'm trying to get you drunk so you keep buying drinks.
Oh God.
Trap tacos at Epic Ultra Lounge.
Yeah, and 5 tacos. Last time I went.
Oh, I smacked.
You was in that motherfucker smacking.
Boy, I hope I don't get off early tomorrow.
I ate 3 and took 2 home.
We might stay open late tomorrow. It's the Wiz after party.
My motherfucking collarbone hurt. All right, man. Trapping Tacos is this Tuesday. Every Tuesday.
8:18, buy them tickets.
Yeah, man. The link will be in the description if you just want to show love and support because you can't make it. But if you could make it, you would go. You can buy tickets because all money is good money. All money, good money, even if it's drug money. If you got a boyfriend that sells drugs, and he want to give you a couple $100, you can go ahead and buy some tickets too. You can do everything.
He can buy your flight. He can buy your flight.
God is going to see you, and he going to bless you.
Amen.
I'm the famous nobody, THA famous nobody. I'm here with my brother's Keenan, Mr. Who the Fuck Are You?
Made nigga 34 Snapchat. You feel me? Keenan Hampton on Facebooky.
And my brother DJ Boogie Bang.
Yeah, like my Facebook page, DJ Boogie Bang.
All links will be in the description. His page, my page, our pages will be in the description. We'll see y'all when we see y'all, man.
Skrr, skrr.
You need 3 jobs again.
Right, what is he on?
You done laid one of them jobs.
Oh, why
you acting tall?
You acting tall.
I punch a motherfucker in their knee and their elbow so quick.
Bro, I just been real petty lately. I've been calling people crusty, musty. But I know a lot of women that cheat.
I do too.
It be your old niggas. That's crazy.
It do.
People need more people. To spread not just positive vibes but motivational vibes to motivate somebody to do something that's different.
Too many people are here to spread negativity so easily.
Ignorance, which really better means ignorance. So the place where you are in life is where you've put yourself.